Welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju and I'm your host. Today is the last episode, episode number 3 with Daniel Braswell. Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Hello. Grace and peace again, Brother Sammy, and grace and peace to those who may be listening. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I just love your introduction. Grace and peace to you. That's awesome. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, thanks so much for sharing about your personal life and ministries in the previous episodes, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you about your future visions for Asian Americans. So question number one for you is, what are the potentials for next generation Asian Americans to advance God's kingdom?
Wow. Yeah, great question. I think whether they were Asian Americans, Mexican Americans, Anglo-Americans, or all across God's whole world, you know, we're going to share this opportunity that, as Jesus said, the harvest fields are white for the harvest, but the laborers seem few. But we pray that the Lord of the harvest would send out workers. So I believe that the opportunities to advance God's kingdom, we probably put a limit on that, but in God's economy and in God's ability, that those opportunities and potentials are so great. But speaking specifically about Asian Americans, and this may be just, I guess, some opinion-based thing, so I can, bear with me as I'll just give, I guess, personal opinion, that Asian Americans, if they would live missionally and open-handed to not always remaining in America for the duration of their lives, I know that me and my wife and others are praying that one day North Korea would become more accessible to the outside. And, I trust that there's faithful brothers and sisters there, kind of laying it on the line for the sake of Christ and the gospel. But, perhaps in 2, 3, 5 years' time, there will be a whole nother opportunity there in North Korea. We're praying to those ends. In addition to that, China, just with the billions of population in China, and kind of a tough place with their government being pretty cracking down now on Christianity and the spread of the gospel there. But, Asian Americans who would be equipped through different means and different measures that would be able to live in China even and spread the gospel. But certainly it doesn't have to end. It doesn't have to just be contained to North Korea and China. But I believe that that those are key places that I'm praying that both Asian Americans and all missionaries from around the world would be able to reach into.
Amen. Amen, brother. Thanks so much for sharing that. The potential for Asian Americans are not limited to North Carolina only. It's amazing. It can be anywhere.
Amen.
Yeah. What keeps that, what keeps or hinders the next generation from living that potential?
Yeah. Another good question. What could keep the next generation from living to that potential? A few things. What we have to offer the world is really our devotion to Christ, in our personal holiness. I've heard it been said, yes, it doesn't depend on us, but that is what people can follow us as we follow Christ. So it would apply to myself as it would apply to anyone. If the next generation were really to begin to live for the world and fall away from just really being lovers of God and lovers of people, that would be a limiting potential. And then also, maybe just an over focus on how we define success. Mm. If that means driving a BMW and working at IBM and having a comfortable nest egg or these different things that God may indeed bless someone with who will still you know, live for the advancement of God's kingdom. But I think if we have a wrong view of what is success.
Daniel, how long have you been ministering in the Korean church?
So it's going on 2.5 years now. Again, the first year was on a rotating basis, a little more part-time, and then about 1.5 years now of the steady full-time English ministry pastor.
Yeah. So I'm sure that you have noticed and observed the needs in the Korean church, in Asian American ministry context. Mm-hmm. So in your perspective, what area and the second or next generation Asian Americans need to grow to impact the world with the gospel?
Yeah, so just speaking, I guess, with student age population or younger age population, and this isn't badgering anyone, a few that I've experienced can sometimes turn a little bit isolated, not that they don't like people or don't like having a good time, but maybe just growing, just being comfortable with uncomfortable at times. And, I say that not being an Asian American myself, but from just counseling with and hearing the stories of, some that are second generation, some that are, kind of transferred from Korea, there's some uncomfortable situations that may come up, and I feel like I've seen that kind of drive some people maybe to be a little bit more isolated, nervous, shy than maybe they need to be, or that than they should be. I remember being in places that I'm not comfortable with, and I know that probably limited my impact to just genuinely and authentically connect with people. And I just pray, and I can see that, hey, I can be, it can be awkward sometimes, and it can be okay. I can be uncomfortable at times, and I can, a second generation Asian American can live with that if they see a greater good of the furthering of God's kingdom.
Good. Now, how can the second or next generation Asian Americans collaborate with majority churches, such as Anglo churches?
Well, yeah, I guess, I would be, my experiences with a majority church and an Asian American church is a prime example, in that I was on staff and doing an internship at Mercy Hill Church, a majority church, and the Korean Baptist Church was able to collaborate and reach out. And so that could be certainly a way that there would be men and women who would willing and able and would follow God's call if Asian American churches would just, maybe reach out for the help that they are needing to churches that are not other Asian American churches.
Daniel, there are a few churches in North Carolina who are looking for English ministry pastors. Just last week, I met two Korean pastors, and both of them are looking for English ministry pastors, but mostly they preferably looking for someone who can speak Korean and English. So Korean American second generation pastors would be their preferable choice. But in terms of reaching the lost people for the kingdom of God in the North American context, personally, I don't think their search needs to be limited to Korean American only. I think definitely non-Koreans can come and serve in those Korean churches. You are a great example that you're non-Korean, but I think God is using you in an amazing way, not only to impact Korean church that you're serving, but also the community that the Korean church is in. So what would you say to, if you are in the lunch table with these Korean pastors looking for someone to work for their English ministries, what would you say to these Korean pastors? And what would you say to these ethnic churches who are looking for English ministry pastors?
Yeah, you know, it would be a great opportunity to be able to just share, I guess, the experiences that I've had, you know, just the joy that I've received, and, you know, maybe just some of, hey, here's some examples of what I've seen, you know, in the English ministry church, you know, here in Greensboro at GKBC, just kind of share stories, and, you know, probably just, you know, trying to stay humble, but just, you know, respecting what their preferences may be, but, you know, along the lines of, you know, perhaps, you know, God's plans and God's providence, you know, is not limited to our preferences. Mm-hmm. And as you said, that, you know, one does not have to be better than the other. A native English born, American born isn't necessarily any better. You know, but again, God's plans, may be different, and to pray and to seek and to keep that as an option. You know, I think one of the positives that I've seen, right, is, you know, a lot of the college students and English ministry people, second generation Korean Americans that I do ministry to, they are in environments that are predominantly majority. Mm. So when I'm sharing a bit of, you know, just experiences and culture and various things, you know, the, I don't know, vernacular or just my life with them, really, you know, that may be a way that they're able to contextualize the gospel in a way that really kind of meets them where they are in their school and their workplace that is, could very well be predominantly more American.
Hmm. Great point. Yeah, thank you. What movement of God do you see among Asian Americans in the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, you know, definitely praying for some of these things, and, you know, kind of coupling my experience in collegiate ministry, and then just, you know, just knowing and seeing that across college campuses, across the nation, you know, guys and girls 18 to 22 years old, I mean, really, you know, sold out, making disciples and kind of riding this wave of God's grace through college campuses, and not with watered down, shallow, you know, platitudes, but real theological depth and truth, and knowing that, you know, Asian Americans, you know, are certainly on college campuses all around. And with colleges being a place where, you know, kind of people are meeting new people and they're open to new ideas. So Asian Americans don't need to, you know, just simply, you know, go to a school, go to Duke or go to App State and, you know, just hang with other Asian Americans. But I think on a college campus particularly, their sphere of influence will be wide open. So again, with the young people that I do ministry to, and certainly always praying that our college, that our high school graduates would go and get plugged in and serve the Lord on their college campus, I can clearly see and pray for that movement of God to continue.
Mm. That's exciting. Wow, that's good. Now, what are the next steps for your church to participate future work of God?
Yeah, that's, I'm glad you asked that. Is, you know, as I stated earlier on, that our church was able to move into to a newer facility, strategic location in Greensboro. I think one of the things that I'm looking to do and have kind of started just putting out, you know, just wanting to sit down and talk with people, to network, to say, you know, if you've moved into a new location, you know, what were some strategies, what were some things that you did? And then specifically, you know, we are definitely looking to be international in our English ministry. You know, not just Asian Americans, but there are people from Muslim predominant nations in Africa or around that area, the GMART. One thing in particular, we want to develop just a pretty diverse kind of leadership team. so that, you know, I'm Anglo-American, but, and, you know, and then some of the people that do worship with us are Korean-American. But as the Lord provides, and as God brings, you know, people into our fold, to be able to, you know, pray for and then train up, you know, peoples who are from different Asian countries and from just different regions, so that we would have a diverse kind of leadership team to be able to further the work of God that we're just blessed and glad and grateful to be participating in.
Great, Daniel. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for sharing about your life and ministry and future visions for Asian Americans. It's been awesome. Thank you so much.
It has. Praise God. Thank you.
Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries as your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.